KO4 NUE, you around, Chad?
KO, this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. How you doing, Steven?
I think you might have got my call wrong there. I'm not sure. It's KY4AO. I thought you might have said KO4, but I might be mistaken. But it's Kilo Yankee 4 Alpha Oscar KY4AO. I'm doing all right. I just come back from town. Mom took me to town and bought me something to eat for my birthday and bought me a few clothes and stuff from Walmart. So I haven't been in long. I was just on the HF working a few contacts.
You turned 21 today, right?
Oh, yeah. We'll go with that.
I got my wife down here, so we're sitting down here listening to the radio. And just thought I'd call and wish you happy birthday. And, you know, when you reach 21, on your 22nd birthday, you start to go down instead of up, right?
I've been on that course. I've been on that course for a while. Thanks, though. I haven't met your lovely wife, but I hear she's lovely when I answer you. Get your answering machine there, your voicemail, I mean, when I call. But I don't think I've met her.
She's pretty cool. She's pretty sweet. Anybody that puts a voicemail on their phone that says, this is Anna Hightower, I'm married to the most amazing man in the world, then, you know, hey, that's a good thing any way you look at it.
Say so. Are y'all about ready to go on your trip? When did you say y'all were going?
I'm a few months away, and travel hasn't opened up yet because of COVID, but we're expecting it to open up in the next month or so. And matter of fact, we're just sitting down here talking about that and just how we're going to react to seeing the beaches of Normandy and all of that took place during World War II. I got a lot of mixed feelings, and I know I'm going to probably get pretty emotional about it, but, you know, I've always wanted to go, so I'm going to do it.
Understandable. When was it you said you was going again? I'm sorry.
Sometime in October. But, stand by, Stephen. Hang on 1 second. Just listen in. KO4... QLG, KO4 QLG, this is KO4 NUE, over. KO4 QLG, you're pretty noisy and pretty broken and distorted. I'm not really able to make you out, but me and Steven just having a conversation. And I think he wanted to congratulate you on getting your license. So if you can reposition your antenna and try to find the X, we'll be standing by to listen to you. Well, I think he's struggling with the Andy a little bit. But we're headed out in October, and we'll be gone, I don't know, 7-8 days, something like that. And we're going to take a tour of the beaches of Normandy and stay in the Champagne region there in France and just try to take it all in, I guess.
That's understandable, you know, being emotional about it. Heck, I would be too, and I wasn't even in the military, and I would be. But, anyway, hey, Chris, if you can hear me, congratulations on getting your license there. If you can hear me, Chris, congratulations. This is Steven, your cousin over here at 153. And do you know what license class he got there, Chad?
This is KO4 804-QLG. Take me.
Chris, well, you come through just fine then. You're coming through good. Congratulations on that. Welcome to the hobby.
Right, I do appreciate it. I'm on my mobile antenna right now. That little rubber duck thing just don't work good in the house.
Rubber ducks are garbage. It's not even a real antenna. It's just a dummy load, really. Get you a real antenna. They make antennas for those. They're a lot longer than that little rubber ducky, and they're actually real antennas. There's a bunch of different companies that make them. You just have to make sure the fitting matches your handy-talkie there, your walkie-talkie. As long as you get the fitting right and get the, you know, the whatever band it's for, you probably got a dual-band radio there. Just get you a upgrade that antenna. It's not all that expensive, and you'll make notice a big difference. It's not going to increase your range, really, but it's gonna increase your intelligibility on the signals a whole lot. And I have a handy-talkie or walkie-talkie, same thing. I have one, but I don't use it that much since I got my mobile set up here, and I got a mobile dual-band VHF, UHF radio, and then I got a HF radio. I got a ISCOM 7300 that I just got about a month and a half ago, and you've seen my antenna I've got hanging on top of the house. The dipole's kind of hard to see, but you can see that big mast I stuck up there. But anyway, all right, back to you guys. This is KY4AO.
KO4NUE station ID. I got to be honest with both of you and tell you that I never imagined in 100 years that three cousins on the same farm would get ham license independently of one another and end up on a Caesar's Head repeater. I mean, now just absolutely how cool is that?
Well, when you guys get on the HF bands, you'll run into me on there eventually because I'm on I'm on a lot. So I run into Jack all the time. Sometimes we're working the same stations. Be a guy in France, and we'll both be working him. Both be calling out, working one after the other.
Been here, Chris.
If I could come back on that antenna, I think. I've got one in my car at DX Engineering, but I hadn't paid for it yet. Till then, this rubber ducky works just fine for monitoring. So, just like what I did here, I need to talk. I always got my Suburban handy. Run out there and plug that antenna in.
Chad, did you say you was down at your cabin? Are you talking from your vehicle? Is that where you're at there?
Negative, Dale. I've got a Kenwood TM-V71 K model sitting down here on the cabin. It's dual band, and I've set it up as a cross band repeater. So, I'll get with you on the details, you know, offline. But just be advised that there is a crossband repeater down here if you ever need it.
You hadn't been in the hobby no time. You already jumping on repeaters? You're going to have to educate me on that then. I'd like to see what you got going on down there.
I'll text you what the hit frequency is, and if you know it's not in operation all the time, but when I do come down here, I do activate it. So last snowstorm I was down here, actually two times, when the tornado came through and when the snowstorm came through. I didn't have my license at the time, and I don't know if there were issues with any of the nearby repeaters because of that. But I just decided to set, one up low power down here, so, the three of us or anybody else that's in the local area wanted to activate it or use it. Obviously they're welcome to. But, it's set up. I got an antenna probably around 55 feet set up. And, so anytime I'm here, it's up and running.
I was about to say, if you're down there, then Jack's repeater, his 440 repeater, would be the best one for us to be talking on right now. But I mean, we're all full quieting into the repeater. Even Chris with that rubber ducky over there on a handy talkie, he's coming through full quieting on that thing. So really, I don't think it matters, to tell you the truth. I just like to use that repeater just because I'm right around here, so I'm listening to it a lot, or talking on it. But I don't always have my radio, my 2-meter VHF, UHF radio on. Sometimes I'll turn it on when I'm working DX or something, or working on HF, and I'll just have the volume turned down, and I'll just have it scanning the frequencies. But I've got to get my UHF, VHF antenna back up. I had to take it down to get my HF antenna up, and I never put it back up because I'm trying to figure out how I can get it up without causing interference, between that metal mast and my UHF, VHF antenna and that metal mast, because it's going to interfere with it a little bit if I get it near it. So I haven't figured out quite yet what I'm going to do about that. Over.
Get any help with it, let me know. But listen, guys, I just enjoyed the conversation and just want to let you know that Chris had got his license and got his call sign from the FCC the other day, and it's a mouthful trying to get it out. K-O-4-Q-L-G. But it is a viable call sign, and it's very unique. So I just want to let you both know, this is KO4NUE, stationed in Liberty on 12 Mile River. I'm 7-3 on both of your finals, and you gentlemen have a wonderful night.
Thanks, Chad, and we'll talk to you again. Enjoyed talking to you. And 7-3. Hey, Chris, you still on frequency? Chris? I was going to say, either one of you guys, you can apply for a vanity call sign if you don't like what you got. You just have to do some investigating to find out what's available, and you're limited to what you can apply for, and you can go to FCC and go log into your account, and I've done it before, but what I applied for, a vanity call sign, ended up being a mouthful too, and it wasn't very good. If you get used to it, it's usually not very bad, but, I've heard a lot worse calls than Chris's on HF, and it kind of makes them difficult to work, but Chris has not got a bad call there. Either one of y'all, really. I like both your calls. There's nothing wrong with them. And, all right, I'll be clear. This is Kilo Yankee 4 Alpha Oscar, KY4AO. I'm on VHF. I always want to spit out phonetics because I got used to HF, but we'll talk to you guys later. 7-3, Chris and Chad.